Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the BizTalk program this morning, brought to you through the SCORE Fox Cities. Those of you who are listening for the dulcet tones of Mr. Jim Rossetti and Tony Bush, it seems that we have one of those occasions where both of them are on the road today. So I will be hosting this show today. My name is Randy Melzer. I am the chapter chairman for SCORE here in the Fox Cities, and we will be trying to bring you a program that will help you succeed in business, learn a little bit about some of the things that are going on in the Valley and some of the things with SCORE. And also, we'll be bringing you a guest today. We'll be having Wendy Wilde from Associated Bank. Wendy's involved in the treasury management section, and so it should be a very interesting area. First, we'd just like to take a few minutes, let you know just a little bit more about SCORE, what we're doing here in the Fox Cities, and how we're trying to help entrepreneurs in the Valley today. As you know, SCORE has been around in Fox Cities for about 25 years now. We have over 60 SCORE counselors here in the Valley ready to help people who are looking to start a business or have been in business for a while and need help getting themselves organized, getting their business plan together and moving on. We also serve a rather wide area. In fact, my counselors work in over 8 counties. We handle a lot of gaming in Calumet up on this end, as well as Waupaca, Washera, Winnebago, Outagamie, I mentioned that one, okay, also Green Lake, Marquette, and Fond du Lac counties. So we're there to try and help people who need information about starting up their business. Recommend that you give us a call or go out to our website. That's probably the easiest way to reach us. You can reach us on scorefoxcities.com for any information or finding out how to get started in your business. So that's what we're there to do for you with SCORE. Some of the other things, of course, that SCORE does, in addition to providing free counseling services for you, we also do provide special seminars and programs. We've also been involved with day-long programs for you. And we have a number of partnerships in the Fox Cities. One we're working with Goodwill right now. Goodwill Industries has put together a program that they have called Good Business. For those of you, again, who are looking to do a business plan, we can provide you with the help to do that. So you need their organization. They are available on our website as well. We also work with an organization called the SBDC, Small Business Development Center, out of University of Oshkosh. They provide a number of seminars and programs that we've been involved with, and we help them on those. Another partner that we have, of course, is the Venture Center, working with the eSeed program. And again, for those of you who are looking to really develop your business plan, an excellent program out there for you. So those are just a few of the things that we've been doing here at SCORE. The other thing is that those of you out there who may be either a retired business person or a person who's been in business in the Fox Cities for a number of years and want to give something back to the community, to the business group, we are looking for volunteers. If you are interested, we would ask, please give us a call or, again, go out to scorefoxcities.com, and we'd be more than happy to meet with you. We have monthly meetings for the SCORE chapter here. We also have a SCORE chapter branch down in the Oshkosh area. So if you're looking to get together with us there, it's available for you at that time. So again, we handle the entire Winnebago, Lake Winnebago area, and are always looking for more people who want to help to contribute back to the business community. So with that also, I want to mention that if you want to give us a call here on the show, we do ask for your participation. So as we go along, if you do have questions, you can reach us at the studio here at 281-1150 here in Appleton. Also, there's a toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. That's 866-887-1150 for those of you outside of the area on TDS Metrocom toll-free line. So we'd ask you to get involved with us there. Okay, we're going to be, as I said, getting back to our guest in just a minute or two. So we will take just a quick break and then get back to you. So we'll be back with our guest, Wendy Wilde, in just a moment.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes. And they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law. And they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
LLC or S-Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
Okay. Al, good morning. Welcome back to the SCORE Biz Talk show here in the Valley, brought to you by SCORE Fox Cities. As I said, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm the chapter chair here in the Fox Cities, and I would like to introduce our guest this morning that we have. Wendy Weldy is with Associated Bank. Wendy's title is in the area of treasury management, and so I'm going to just ask a little bit, Wendy, if you'd kind of give us a little information about yourself and what your program is all about.
Thanks, Randy. It's my pleasure to be here with you this morning. I work in the treasury management area, which is part of the commercial banking division at Associated Bank. What we do is work with business customers to help them manage their payment transactions, cash flow, and give them ideas for how to keep their money safe and manage their liquid cash.
Oh, okay. Well, when we're talking to our clients, of course, we look at the business plan, and of course, one of the most important parts of it is cash management and cash flow. So how would your division, your area of the bank help a person in those areas?
It depends on the size of the business, Randy, but really we handle every type of business from a small family-owned business, sole proprietorship, onto large corporations. There's different ideas we use. There's a baseline sheet we use called the risk management checklist,
okay,
which really deals with safety and how they structure their accounts. So basic things, how they structure their accounts, what internal controls they use, do they use dual control, other real common sense and general accounting practices. But then we bring the banking element into that.
Okay. When you're talking about that, as far as the term that was used is treasury management. I guess I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. Treasury management has the word treasury in it, so people automatically think we deal in investments. But what we mean by that is all aspects of money handling within an organization that has just to do with liquid cash.
Okay.
They're liquid operating dollars. And that means what we're doing is learning about the company and listening for their entire cash flow cycle with who they're paying, how they're paying their trading partners, then what they do with that money once they get it in, how they post it to their accounts, how they keep those transactions safe,
okay.
Reconcile those transactions. And then on the disbursement side, how do people pay their trading partners most efficiently?
Okay.
And safely.
So when you're talking about trading partners, in other words, I have different suppliers and so on in my business, I would have you help me develop a payment plan or schedule on how to handle that most efficiently?
What we do first is learn about the company, mm-hmm. What's important to them, how they typically do business today. And we listen for how they would do business today and then bring suggestions. For instance, they might be paying people by check today. We may talk to them about what they think their electronic payment strategy might be going forward.
Okay.
Could they really manage their cash and maybe either pay down debt more quickly or invest dollars to earn interest by a different payment scheme?
Okay. So in other words, trying to keep those dollars moving and having them working for you instead of for the other person.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And in doing so, making sure that those transactions are safe.
Mm-hmm.
There are some real fundamentals that we talk to our customers about, and that is monitoring their accounts on a daily basis. We absolutely recommend that a baseline service that people use on their business checking account is online banking.
Okay.
Sort of gone are the days that we can wait until the end of the month to reconcile a bank statement and then find out what happened in our bank account throughout the month.
Again, we're back to the same idea, which is keeping things moving, keeping your cash working for you. When you were talking about some of the things as far as safety and efficiency, you did mention, of course, online. People today have a lot of questions about how do I get started into an online system? Is it safe? How do I make my clients comfortable? And how do I make my suppliers comfortable as well? Can you give us kind of an idea, if I was starting out in business, how would I approach that? What would you talk to me about?
Sure, Randy. Well, first I would recommend that you talk to your banker.
Okay.
I think it's really important to develop a strong relationship with your banking professionals, and they can give you ideas, and they can also tell you what the process is for signing up for online banking.
Okay.
As far as the safety portion of it, we give you tools. We give you the basic tools like keeping your password safe and putting electronic blocks or filters on your account for electronic activities if you engage in that. And we give you resources to use to get advice from the Federal Reserve banks,
okay.
Various websites. And then we also give you sort of best practices that we've learned through working with other customers.
Okay.
We do offer some security. Anytime a customer is doing a financial transaction where money is going out of the bank or they're paying someone, we have special layers of security and a system that we go through in great detail to keep those transactions secure. I think the biggest fear is that somehow somebody's going to get a hold of their bank account information.
Yeah, everyone's today very, very aware of being hit by hackers, spamming, all that kind of thing. And so, again, this is one of the questions that safety comes into play on the situation. Well, for a person, as a small business, how does this really help me speed up my cash flow? Can you give me an idea as far as, does it cut down the time? Is there time delay in regular transactions that this overcomes? Or
some of the savings is in time and in knowledge.
Okay.
Online banking gives you the opportunity to move funds between bank accounts. You can do loan, a line of credit payments and drawdowns. You could move money into an investment interest-bearing type of account. So really, it allows you the agility and the resource to, at your desktop, make decisions about your company and stay in tune with all the specific transactions that are happening on your account. So if you saw something that wasn't appropriate or that you didn't plan on, you could immediately call the bank and let us get involved and help you.
Okay, so it helps speed up your relationships then with the bank as well. Like you said, many people used to do that once a month or once when they got the bank statement in the good old days when you got that on paper and sit back and try to reconcile where we're at. This way you know on a day-to-day basis where you are. You also mentioned something about being able to move funds. How does that all work? For instance, if I've got a checking account with a balance, can I transfer, or does that money transfer automatically into a different type of account?
There's many ways that can occur.
Okay.
And that would be pretty unique depending upon the, you know, different types of accounts and services that you're using with Associated Bank. But definitely, you can absolutely move money, in some cases on an automated basis, and most often we like you to control those transactions.
Okay.
The more you're in control of the transaction, the more aware you are of what's going on with your cash flow.
Okay. All right. For the client, when they want to make payments, does your system help them to do that? Can you help me get started in that kind of a system?
Absolutely. It depends on the personality and the needs of a business client, but we certainly can, through either online banking or other tools, help a small business do electronic payments, move money internally within our institution, or pay, whether that's being via wire, electronic payment, and send that data both safely,
yes,
and be able to manage the transaction internally so they can reconcile their checking account and their general ledger system.
Okay, so again, always working towards the ability for the person to move money comfortably, quickly, and easily, rather than having to wonder where you're at every day. This also, I would guess, can be used then to speed up the payment system as far as your client is concerned. Does this help you to get that money moving more quickly or easily?
It can. People that are using checks today, and there's a lot of industries that will continue using checks for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really dependent on the appetite for the individual company and how far they want to go into electronic payments. But it's pretty simple.
Okay.
It's pretty simple, but there are risks involved. And we help our customers understand what those risks are.
Okay.
To make sure that, we give them ideas for how they would talk to the company that they're paying to obtain the banking information in order to make that electronic transaction happen. And we also ask them questions like, well, how would you get that remittance information so they know what you're paying them for?
Okay.
We kind of talk about the details and how that's different in the electronic banking world opposed to when you send somebody a check and they have the remittance information with it. You get the check in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
All of that... That process takes time,
correct,
costs money. You have to reconcile the account. And what we also talk about in regard to those check disbursements is the opportunity then for the potential of check fraud.
Okay. So, you know, fraud is one of those things that, businesses are very, very aware of today. So you can avoid some of those problems by going with this kind of a system electronically?
We give you ideas to help mitigate.
Okay.
That. You know, unfortunately, some chief exports of some companies is fraud.
Uh-huh.
And no matter what size company or where your bank account is at, you are vulnerable, mm-hmm, to very sophisticated fraudsters. So what we want to do is really arm our customers with different tools and strategies to help mitigate the opportunity for people to get at their accounts. And one way to do that is monitoring their bank account daily,
okay,
keeping their check stock safe, whether it's their empty check stock or even canceled checks. Not a lot of companies get their checks back anymore.
Right.
It's really a good idea to have the bank keep that or to get canceled check copies on some sort of media that's protected and not the actual paper,
yeah,
copies. We really do recommend that stuff not be lying around, because anybody can get a hold of those numbers and unfortunately recreate recreate financial documents pretty easily.
Right. Well, I remember in the good old days when we used to always get those checks and everybody was so concerned about them, and then you turned around and ended up with nothing but a shoebox full of canceled checks.
Yeah. They take up space, and that's expensive. And unfortunately, some things that we don't think about sometimes is that those canceled checks laying around, sometimes people, you know, don't lock them up.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody can see them and really create, take that information and use it fraudulently.
Right. And the other problem is, of course, with disposal of that type of thing, too, is where do you, now you have an extra problem there of shredding or destroying the information.
Yep.
So, okay, well, it's good to be able to add another layer of safety when you're doing that type of thing. Okay, well, I think we're going to be taking a short break now. Just a reminder, this is Biz Talk Radio with Score Fox Cities here on WHBY. I'm Randy Melzer, Score Chapter Chairman, and we've been talking to Wendy Wilde from Associated Bank. We're going to take a quick break and then be right back. If you have any questions, please give us a call in. We'd be more than happy to talk to you. So we'll take a break at this time.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the New North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Okay, and welcome back to Biz Talk Radio here on WHBY 1150 this morning. I'm Randy Melzer, Chapter Chair with the Score Fox Cities. And our guest today is Wendy Wilde from Associated Bank. We'll be getting back to Wendy in just a second. First, I want to take a moment just to remind you of the great sponsors that we have for this show. We have, of course, Associated Bank. Also, Albert & Hailing CPAs. Epiphany Law, the Venture Center at the Fox Valley Technical Center, and as well as the Better Business Bureau, the Business News here in the Valley, and also Virtual Tech, who has helped us a lot with our websites for SCORE and does that area for us. So these are some people we'd like to remind you about and have you visit or work with if you can. They've helped with the SCORE Center quite a bit over the years. Okay, and I think getting back to the topics we're talking about with Wendy in regard to treasury management, cash flow management, and so on, wanted to just touch base a little bit. We work with, as I said, all different sizes of businesses. We start with the little, just early startups and go all the way on through to the larger businesses. How would you work with the businesses? What different sizes and what different products do you bring to these different people?
There are times when we'll look at a startup company and make real basic recommendations about account structure.
Mm-hmm.
The fewer accounts you have, the more apt you are to know exactly where your cash is at all times. And we help them with services to manage the detail of the transactions. And so online banking is one of those things. the services sort of are an add-on to this initial analysis that we do. We listen to our customer, understand their business, and then it could be a small company that actually uses more advanced treasury management services. Okay. An example of that may be helpful.
Sure.
I worked with a company where the gentleman was in transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a sole proprietor, and he had one person in his office.
Okay.
Over a long period of time, he relied on an office manager to do bookkeeping, make his appointments, and reconcile the accounts. So what this individual had was not a lot of controls in place. He had one person taking in payments and in charge of his checkbook and all of his money.
Okay.
Unfortunately, what happened, because there was too much trust and not enough control put in that individual, and that's not to say people in a small office can't be trusted.
Right.
What it means is, if there's proper controls in place, it doesn't put anybody in a position to be questioned in that regard. But what did happen was there was embezzlement within the company.
Oh, wow.
And he decided, well, maybe that wasn't such a good situation.
Right.
So what this person did was actually use a service the bank offers where his customers made their payments directly to the bank.
Okay.
They sent their checks to a service that we call Lockbox. And he got online banking, reviewed his transactions daily, because no matter where he was, traveling, doing his job, what he was most interested and passionate about, he could have his hands in his financial business without too much interruption to his daily duties.
Okay.
So in addition to that, what we did was put some security around his account. While we did advise him to look at his account daily, he actually started paying some of his people electronically, again, that he could do from a computer.
Okay.
And also, we put blocks on his account, so external fraud would be mitigated instead of just having the sole responsibility be on him to monitor that.
Okay, so in other words, making life a lot easier so that the person in a very small operation can concentrate on what they do best.
Oftentimes with a small company, we talk about some of these concepts, and they may have heard about them from trade organizations, from organizations like SCORE. Your advisors and counselors are really helping these companies with this type of information, because what they're passionate about is a business.
Right. When we're talking to our clients, one of the things that we do is a personal assessment, which the person takes a look at and says, what are you really good at? You may have a person who's just great at making whatever he does or doing whatever he does and doesn't have a clue or has no interest in doing accounting, in doing cash flow management, in doing marketing. So we take a look at all those areas and try to make sure we work with their strengths and weaknesses. The other thing we always do, of course, is to make them very aware of the need for a team. When we talk to a client, the five different people that we need on that team, the first is a banker. We have to have that. And that doesn't just mean for lending purposes, but we're also talking about what you guys do. In addition, we also look for an accountant who would work with you. And we're also looking for the insurance person to be able to make sure they do that right, as well as we are also looking for a mentor to help you with the things that you're doing. And also, of course, we need an attorney to be able to make sure you stay on the straight and narrow. But the key areas, of course, are the banker and the accountant, and getting those parts so that they are working smoothly, because that's where you can have the most losses. That's very important that you guys can help with that. Now, if I were going to be contacting you, who would I contact, and how would I get in touch with you to be able to ask some of these questions, get involved?
Associated Bank has treasury management specialists throughout the company. The local resource here in the Fox Valley, Appleton, Oshkosh area is Vicki Hanneman. Vicki can be reached at 920-236-1834 or vicki.hanneman@associatedbank.com.
Okay. So, and if I'm going to give her a call, what kind of questions should I bring to her?
Basically, just let Vicki know that you heard the discussion on the radio this morning, and tell her a little bit about your business.
Okay.
When we're talking to customers, a lot of times we will give them the information, and it really doesn't fit or feel right to them at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our job to give examples, make suggestions, and know that as an institution, we have these services available. So at the time their business grows or changes, that they can call on us to utilize the resources that we offer. It's our job to do that, and the most unfortunate calls we get are after the fact, when companies experience fraud or experience some sort of internal incident. They call us and say help. And then we're very used to handling that sort of fire drill, if you will.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're good at it because we do it often.
Yeah, when we start talking, the idea of that team, putting that team together, the first recommendation we make is to do it before you need them. If you need the banker for either lending, or you need the banker to help you straighten out your problems, you'd best know who it is, have an experience with that person, and take the time to get to know them before the fire starts, and you have to have the people there. That's very good advice for them. And so, as you said, there is a local person here, that's Vicki. Did you want to give us that number again so a person could contact them there?
Sure. Vicki Hanneman can be reached at 920-236-8134.
Okay.
In addition to some of the small business example I gave you, Randy, as you go kind of upstream, if you will, or as companies get bigger and grow and have different needs, some of the other services we offer are putting protection. I mentioned it a few times. Putting a collar, if you will, around the business banking account, where we don't allow anyone to come in and auto debit your account unless you have given them authority. So there's certain levels of electronic protection we provide our customers.
Okay, by auto debit, you mean actually take cash out?
Right.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. That's another aspect of our job. We help demystify all the acronyms and funny words we use in banking.
Right.
They're out there, especially when it comes to electronic banking. That is an area that often needs clarification.
Okay.
We really take these complex acronyms and situations and boil them down, and they're really just simplistic payment transactions,
sure.
And we help with that.
Yeah. Being a recovering banker, as Tony would refer to it, I'm very familiar with those. The TLAs are three-letter acronyms that we all use. But people should be just aware that this is just a very, very basic idea of taking money, receiving the money, placing the money where it belongs, having the money available, and having the money then move where you need it.
And I would add to that, and keep it safe.
And keep it safe. Okay.
Some of the other products that we offer, depending upon the size of the company, is information reporting. So the online banking can get more sophisticated as a company grows.
Mm-hmm.
You could do more things. You can originate wire transfers. You can create electronic transactions. And all of this is done under the guidance of the commercial banking relationship manager and a treasury management team.
Okay.
We help assess the risk involved and inform customers. We don't let anyone enter into this without our guidance, because there's risks involved. And everyone at a company needs to know, the degree of risk that they're dealing with when they're moving money, especially through the internet or in other methods they're not as familiar with.
If, again, like you said, not too familiar, I'm not necessarily that up on handling things electronically and so on. How do you help me be more comfortable with that? Can you give me a couple of ideas on things that I can find out that I don't know now or don't have to worry about then?
Okay. When it comes to electronic payments, you can either allow someone to come in and take money out of your account, whether it be a utility or someone who is who you're paying regularly. Some companies like to do that. Other companies say, I'd really prefer nobody come and take money from my account. I want to block all electronic activity, and I want to control that transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, they're basically obtaining the banking information from the party that they're paying.
Okay.
And they can initiate that transaction in a number of different ways, depending upon what their agreement is, whether they're sending an electronic credit to someone. There are certain instances where wires, even though they're more expensive, that it's appropriate
mm-hmm.
to send those, and that's one of the part of the assessment that we do with their customers.
Okay.
When
you talk about wires, of course, wire transfers, again, back my knowledge of those is usually when you're talking about a very large dollar amount, usually that has to be there on a specific time very quickly, a very time-sensitive situation?
That's pretty accurate, Randy. That's absolutely true. Another layer of reasoning to use a wire is that it's very much an absolute transaction.
Okay.
It is, the money is there. When you send it, it's gone.
Okay.
So which is why we advise our customers on watching out for wire fraud.
Okay.
Which is perpetrated in many ways. In some ways, customers are sent letters and asked to wire money to entities that they don't know. Yeah, I won't get into that elaborate scheme, but that's definitely an area that we see on the rise, those letters.
Sure.
And no company is immune to this activity. We see this across the board, from very small accounts being hit to large accounts. We really want to take away the thought that, or at least give you something to think about, so that you aren't under the perception that it won't happen to me.
Okay, so in other words, not only just helping the person set this up, but you also bring them the information on how to avoid those pitfalls,
right,
and some of those dangers.
Exactly.
That we can do, because I think we've all seen that letter from the African banker who has the $5 million that you happen to be able to get. The other frauds that we see sometimes are things where you send a check, cash this check, and then send us the money. So again, things that we have to be careful of. And again, if I'm talking to your department, and you'll be bringing me information that'll help me avoid some of these things.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We offer ourselves as a resource to our customers that anytime they have a question or something just doesn't feel right, we ask them to use their gut and pick up the phone and call us.
Okay.
That is definitely that's definitely the best advice. If something doesn't seem right, chances are it may not be, and run it by us, and we'll take a look at things from the banking perspective and transaction perspective, and let you know what we see.
Okay, excellent. We're talking to Wendy Wilde here from the Associated Bank. If you have any questions and so on, you can give us a call here in Appleton at HBY Studios, 281-1150, or if you're out of the area, TDS Metricom, toll-free line at 866-887-1150. So if you have any questions, please give us a call. Otherwise, again, the biggest problem I think most businesses have is when it comes to cash management, cash flow. And it sounds like your service is going to give us a better view to be able to manage that. Is that pretty much where you're headed?
I think that's right on point, Randy. Mm-hmm. We help our customers understand where their money is at all times and how to move it around more efficiently, save time as an organization, and keep those transactions safe.
Okay. All righty. Well, it looks like we'll be taking a short break again here. You're listening to Biz Talk, presented through Score Fox Cities here on WHBY 1150.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers are anxious to work with BBB accredited businesses and trust them to do the job better. Whether you're looking for a heating contractor, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian, consumers prefer to start with trust. And there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. Our company reliability reports on Wisconsin businesses now feature grades of A+ through F. This new system helps consumers make better informed purchase decisions. Business owners are consumers, too. Who would you trust to do a better job? A BBB accredited business with an A+ grade or a non-accredited business that doesn't make the grade? To find out more, go to wisconsin.bbb.org or call 920-734-4352 to apply for BBB accreditation.
Well, good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk Radio with SCORE here in the Fox Cities. Again, I'm Randy Melzer, SCORE Chairman for the Fox Cities SCORE Chapter. We've been spending some time talking to Wendy Weldy from Associated Bank about basically cash management, electronic transfers, this type of thing. It's a rather complicated subject. There's a lot people will need to know about it. Wendy, one of the things we need to do, I guess, is ask a little bit more about some of the resources you can provide people and information that is available to them and how to find it.
Absolutely. First of all, I'd like to again let you know that Vicki Hanneman is our representative here in the Appleton Oshkosh area. We do have other treasury management people throughout the state of Wisconsin. We are available to do, and we have done on many occasions, we partner with either accounting firms, in some cases law enforcement, where we do public seminars on the topic of fraud.
Okay.
That seems to be the most common and most sought after. As many times as we do it, we get people in the audience that it was their first time being exposed to the information. Mm-hmm. And we try to stay very current with what's going on. The evolution of payments, banking, and the magnitude of fraud that is being perpetrated on businesses is growing and changing all the time. So we bring real current information on the hot topics of the moment. So we do seminars and these talks. We partner with people. We're happy to talk to civic organizations. And we also try to feature an article in our Business Insider magazine that Associated Bank publishes, so that we've got some materials that go along with other business advice and business topics to help our business customers.
Okay, so you can provide us with the resources. I believe you mentioned also there was another website we had talked about when we were off mic here. You had mentioned that?
Absolutely. For companies that are just getting into, small companies that want to do direct deposit or make electronic payments or receive them, the Federal Reserve sponsors a site called electronicpayments.org.
Okay.
There's great information that from an individual level, and then there's a business tab. Mm-hmm. And there's various resources, question and answer sections, and sample documents that a company can use if they're exploring entering the electronic payment space.
Okay, wonderful. So they can contact that website. You want to give that again?
The website is called electronicpayments.org.
Okay. All right, or contact directly to Associated Bank here in the Fox Cities.
Really, you can reach out to any of our commercial banking relationship managers.
Okay.
And our treasury management specialist that works with that team here in the Fox Valley is Vicki Hanneman.
Okay.
And she can be reached at 920-236-8134.
Okay, excellent. Well, one of the things we do at the end of the program usually is to ask our guests if they have a particular biz tip that they might want to pass on to people who are listening. So would you have something specific that you might want to give us real quickly?
Maybe I'll package two little tips into my comment. And that is really reach out to your banking partner and let them know your business. Ask to talk to a treasury management specialist for tips and ideas. And then also, don't be afraid to do electronic banking or any other types of progressive transactions. We'll help you stay safe.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Again, scorefoxcities.com is a way to reach us for more information and to follow up with the program. So thank you again from WHPY 1150 Radio.